We are joined right now by a professional golfer, a member of the Advocates Professional Golf Association Tour, a two-time winner on the APGA Tour last year. He's going to make his first PGA Tour start this week. It is the Farmers Insurance Open. Torrey Pines, tomorrow through Saturday. Ryan Alford is my guest. Ryan, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, Ryan. Good. Really good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Listen, I want to get to your story, your journey, your background in a moment, but in 24 hours, you are going to make your PGA Tour debut at Torrey Pines. I'm curious, what kind of emotions are you feeling right about now, and what do you think it's going to feel like when you hit that first tee?
For me, man, it's a dream come true, man. As a kid, I always dreamed of playing on the PGA Tour, and for me, it's so real. Tomorrow morning, I'll be teeing it up my first PGA Tour event, and I'm excited, grateful, and very thankful.
Ryan Alford is joining us, so people can really appreciate this journey. Why don't we go back? You were growing up in Shreveport, Louisiana. The story goes that your older brother, Raymond, was getting into golf, and you got interested as well. What was it about golf that first got you hooked?
You know, growing up, my dad was a collegiate basketball player, so he taught us the game of basketball at a young age. But golf, man, it kind of growed on me. Team sports, you know. You have other people to blame, but in golf, man, it's just yourself. You don't have anybody to point the finger at. It's just you and the golf ball.
Talking to Ryan Alford, there is something to that, right? Now, you mentioned your dad, and you've credited him with making you the man you are, both on the course and off it. What else did you learn from him growing up?
Just how to carry myself, man. How to be a good citizen in the world. I mean, I was involved in the Boy Scouts, first tee program. I mean, he introduced me to everything, man. I wouldn't say a silver spoon, but my dad definitely cared about my upbringing.
You know, Ryan, what's interesting is you told Golf Digest that there are folks telling you that golf is, quote, an old man's sport, a white man's sport, end of quote. What was your reaction when you would hear that?
That's what you saw, I mean. And that's kind of the reason that the APGA Tour is growing so big right now for the diversity in the game of golf, trying to make it look like the world in these days.
Ryan Alford's joining us. Big debut coming up. Also, growing up in Shreveport, you were friends with Sam Burns, of course, who ended up last year as number 11 in the world golf rankings. I'm curious, what was it like to grow up with him and play with him at Calvary Baptist Academy when that school was stacking state championships?
It was great. I grew up with Sam. We grew up in the same town. So I've been knowing Sam since I was probably 5 or 6 years old. We played in a little front nine tour, nine hole tournament every Monday. We just kind of grew the relationship from there. Went to high school together, won 5 state championships together, and still to this day, we still practice together in Ruston, Louisiana at Squire Creek.
Ryan Alford's my guest. The thing is, Ryan, you mentioned that front nine tour. Sam says that when you were growing up, you used to beat him quite a bit on that front nine tour, and he wanted to get to know you because he wanted to see why you were beating him all the time. Is that how that went? What do you remember about those days?
Oh, man, it was a battle. I mean, it was just more than me and Sam out there. We had a lot of other players in Shreveport. They were studs. Nathan Jansson, he went to LSU with Sam as well. Eric Ricard, he was from Shreveport. He went to LSU as well. Like I said, we had a lot of studs in Shreveport, Bossier, Louisiana.
Now, you're right. It was a hotbed, to be sure. Ryan Alford joining us. And then on top of that, along the way, you played with guys like Hal Sutton and David Toms. What was that like, and what did you take away from your time with them?
So I was a little bit closer to Hal, but I also knew David as well. But watching those guys, man, watching them prepare, watch them grind, and watch them day to day, I mean, it kind of motivated me more to be more interested in the game of golf and to get better each and every day.
See, Ryan, the thing is, like, people are going to get a chance to see you this week, and I'm talking to you right now, and it seems very matter-of-fact. Like, you're really comfortable. Just about everybody who plays college golf and wants to play professionally, the early years are a grind and they're a battle. What was it like for you, and how did you go about approaching that grind?
Man, I've always been told, like, by many of people, not just one, that golf is a process, man. It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you got to put the time in. You got to definitely dig it out of the dirt. So, I mean, I kind of live by that motto and spend most of my hours at the golf course.
I like that line. You got to dig it out of the dirt. Ryan Alford joining us. So last year you won your first APGA Tour event at TPC Scottsdale. After everything you had been working through, after pulling yourself out of the dirt, after all that grind, what did it mean to get that first win? And what did that feel like?
To put all that hard work in, it definitely was a dream come true. To see my hard work come out on top, And then the next week, actually finished well and won again. So at Valhalla. So that was definitely a dream come true, and I was proud of my success.
I was going to ask you about Valhalla, because then you chased out with a win at Valhalla. Meanwhile, Sam was winning on the PGA Tour. What was that run like last year for both of you? Given where you both started, to see you guys having that success together, what was that like?
Yeah, so we had a little ongoing little stand on. So I won, and he actually won. He finished second the next week. I believe that was the Nelson, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He actually should have won that one, but he finished second at the Nelson. And my next event was at Valhalla, and I actually won. And then he came back and he topped me again. He won at Sanderson. So, I mean, the kid's game is unbelievable. He's an unbelievable guy on and off the golf course, first and foremost. But we definitely had a lot of talks about it.
Ryan Alfred joining me for a few more moments. Big day coming up this week. So I spoke to Kamaya Johnson last February, and he was supposed to make his PGA Tour debut at Torrey Pines last year, but it had to be delayed until Pebble Beach. He's going to be playing at Torrey this week and has talked about what it means to him that you're going to be there as well. So what does it mean to you to be making your PGA Tour debut tomorrow, if you had to sum it all up?
For me to be able to showcase my talents, play with the world's best. I mean, it means everything to me, man. Like I said, it's a dream come true, and for me to have Kamaya here with me makes it a little more comfortable and makes the experience a little bit more better.
So let me ask you this. You and he played a practice round with Sam Burns and Ricky Fowler yesterday. What was that experience like, and how does it feel to have your father and your college coach there with you as well?
That was great, man. We had a little battle yesterday, so me and Burns against Fowler and Kamaya. We finished with the draw after 9, but we definitely had some fun out there on the golf course.
Dude, you don't sound like you're nervous at all. Are you feeling any kind of nerves whatsoever?
I'm just that first tee shot, man. That's all I'm thinking about right now.
All right, he is a pro golfer. He's a member of the Advocates Professional Golf Association Tour, a two-time winner on the APGA Tour last year, and he is making that all-important first PGA Tour start this week. The Farmers Insurance Open, Torrey Pines, tomorrow through Saturday. Ryan Alford is on the scene. Ryan, really good to talk to you. Great talking to you. Good luck, and I'm really anxious to see how it goes.
Thank you guys for having me.
Good talking to you, Ryan. Thanks so much. Great story. And he'll make his debut.